My name is Rachel, daughter of Israel, one-time wife of Atha, maker of beautiful pottery. Now I'm alone, a widow, and no sons to take care of me. I scramble for enough to eat and have only the clothes given to me out of kindness. If it were not for Tabitha, I don't know what would have happened to me. And not just me, so many others as well. That's what I want to tell you about today is Tabitha. Just a couple Sabbaths ago, Tabitha fell ill. All of the widows like me, whom she had saved from a life of loneliness and need, came to her house and took watches morning, noon, and night to care for her, to soothe her brow, give her broth, help her with her private needs. It was no trouble there were so many of us to share the work. And it was easy for us because we knew each other so well as we gathered daily at Tabitha's to cook and stitch and talk about everything going on in Joppa, which ships were coming or going, what bargains were in the market, who was having a new baby, or sadly, who was dying. We never expected it would be Tabitha, but that is what happened. In the middle of the night, they said she was sleeping restlessly. Then she never awakened in the morning. We tried to coax her back, to tempt her with a bit of sweet honey and wine on her lips, but she was gone too far. So together, we began the sad task of preparing her for burial, washing her arms and legs for the last time. Miriam went to gather some spices, and the others went to find clean, new cloth to use for burial. Many of these women were widows like me, who would have had no community except that Tabitha welcomed us into her home every day. She welcomed Jews and Gentiles. The Greeks called her Dorcas instead of her Hebrew name, Tabitha. She didn't mind. Both names meant gazelle. As the women gathered, we reminded each other through our tears that both names meant the same thing, and hadn't Tabitha, Dorcas, always been swift and graceful like a gazelle in welcoming a new woman recently widowed into her home? Hadn't Tabitha, like a gazelle, always been gentle, quiet, and quick in bringing aid to anyone who needed it? And so we tried to be swift and graceful in caring for her. Once we asked her why she invited the Gentile women to her home with us. She said, "Are they not widows also? Do they not need?" And then something about her Lord talking and eating with Gentiles, calling them brothers and sisters. I don't know this Lord of hers. I have heard that he was dead. But then people are saying he was alive again. I thought it was all a silly story. But after this, now I'm not so sure it's so silly. What happened next was some of the women said, "We have to call the disciples." Someone had heard that one named Simon Peter was in a nearby town, and a messenger was dispatched to bring him there right away. The prospect of this stranger coming brought great consolation to some, those who seemed to know him and know all about this Lord Jesus. But not all of us were happy because it might delay the burial, which would be very disrespectful to our dear friend. Yet upon the insistence, we awaited Simon Peter's arrival. Of course, we knew if he came, there would be others with him. So we widows, not totally unresourceful in our widow's poverty, began to prepare a feast. And as the word spread, others sent food as well. A crowd started gathering around the house. Though Tabitha had very little family, the tables in her house were piled with fresh bread and fruit, with olives and dates, with special sweets rarely even had at wedding events, with stews of meat and vegetables and cheeses. And there was good wine from people who loved her as though they were family. Even the poorest of us widows brought something as simple as a string of dates or a small pot of yogurt cheese. And you should have seen what all else we brought. Cloaks and tunics and shawls and headscarves. Clothing that Tabitha had made for us. For she was as skilled with a needle and the art of sewing as she was with helping others. As we stood around her bed in the upper room, we were looking at all the fine things she had made for us and the beautiful little stitches that were hers. I don't know how she was able to find all that fabric and make such garments and then give them away. As we awaited the messenger's return, with or without this Simon Peter, some of the people who had known her best, and some of these were Gentiles, explained to us that Tabitha was a disciple of the man Jesus of Nazareth, whom many now call the risen Christ. She had learned to love God, love others, and love herself as God's very own daughter. That's what they said. Through his teachings, had she met him in person or just heard of his teachings? We don't really know. Maybe she just heard stories, but that made us remember stories she had told us while we were sewing together. Like the one about the woman who was searching for the lost coin. And that really crazy one about the Samaritan where everybody turns out to be your neighbor. Kind of like us women, all kinds and sorts who gathered here with Tabitha. It turned out that Simon Peter was one of the leaders of Jesus' disciples in Jerusalem. They said he was very famous. No one quite expected him to come. What could he do? After all, Jesus was said to have raised people from the dead, but he was, well, from a long time ago, decades ago. We don't see miracles like that anymore. And Tabitha had lived a good life. Some would say a long life, though none of us thought it had been long enough. Still, they asked, and Peter came. He was close, just over in Lydda, not too far from Joppa. He came to be with Tabitha, with the disciples in Joppa, and all of us, her little community of widows. He came to see if he could help, and you wouldn't believe what happened then. Peter listened to all the stories of the women. They said he listened to the stories of the women who first told him that Jesus' tomb was empty too, but didn't quite believe them, but he listened to us. He noticed our tears. He saw the love sewn into the clothing we wore. Then all of a sudden he asked to pray in the room alone with her. No one guessed what was about to happen then. I don't even think Simon Peter did. But while we waited outside the door, we heard some soft talking and then, "Get up, Tabitha." When he opened the door, there she was, smiling her kind smile at us. She was alive. We ate all the food to celebrate, and then the crowds went home. Since then, things have gone back to normal at Tabitha's house. She seems even happier and more radiant, more vigorous in seeking out and assisting us poor widows than ever. Everyone in Joppa is talking about Peter. Nobody thinks that smelly fisherman Peter could breathe life back into Tabitha by himself. Peter said it was his Lord Jesus Christ who did it. But how? Peter said, through prayer, Lord Jesus Christ. We women continue to meet at Tabitha's to bake bread, sharing what we have of food and local news, same as always. Everything's the same, except I don't think I'm quite the same. I keep thinking about everything that has happened and wondering if all the things they say about Jesus of Nazareth might be true. Wondering if that Jesus actually helped Peter to heal Tabitha. Wondering if I could be more like Tabitha, so kind and generous, loving, and have all those people to share that love with. Maybe even be a disciple. Do you ever wonder? maybe you'd like to be a disciple too. Maybe we could do it together. Please stand and let's join together in the words of the